Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, September 1st, 2009 Carrboro Board of Aldermen meeting. Tim, you're here to speak on an issue not on the agenda, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. We'll begin our regular business meeting with requests from visitors and speakers from the floor. Tim Pack, can you come up to the microphone?
Hi, my name is Tim Peck, and I'm on a steering committee for a group called Transitions Towns, and I've come to bring a request of our town to the Board of Aldermen. Transitions Towns is a method of helping communities move from oil dependency to local resilience. The basis for this method is defined in the Transitions Handbook by Rob Hopkins. The steering committee for the transition Carrboro-Chapel Hill would like to ask the town of Carrboro to co-sponsor the Great Unleashing in April of 2010 at the Century Center in partnership with Transition Towns. Transition Towns will be responsible for organizing the event, but we would like to the town specifically to assist us by waiving the fees for the Century Center. We are scheduling several events prior to the unleashing that the board members or any interested persons are welcome to attend. Thank you for considering our request. I don't know if that's clear. I don't know if anybody's heard of this. This is basically a method of, going from oil dependency to local resilience. And there are several groups, chapters around the country.
When is the meeting time that you were seeking?
The Great Unleashing will be in the spring.
In spring, okay. So I think typically what we do is refer this matter to the town staff for some reaction from them, and then we'll consider the request on its merits a little bit.
Okay.
In a week or two.
Yeah, Tim. I don't think there's sufficient information for staff to respond to in terms of your brief statement tonight. So I think it would be important to get them details on the nature of the event as well as kind of the time frame and that sort of thing. I think you can get that all directly to the town manager. You don't have to come back to us.
The number of people you might expect, the type of room you would need, that kind of
Those kind of details.
Right. What is really important because the Century Center gets booked up pretty quickly.
We've put in for a tentative request.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll ask staff to work on pulling together all
necessary
information.
All right. So, but I should deal directly with Steve.
Actually, probably our Recreation Parks Director. they'll be in touch shortly.
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, is there a motion to refer this to staff?
So moved.
All right, moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And it sounds like something the town can start getting behind. It's a good idea.
I'm definitely interested too.
Lots of folks are interested in that.
Okay, is Michael Krasnoff here? Oh, Michael, you are here. Right in the front row. Michael has recently been appointed to the Transportation Advisory Board. If you would come up and stand in front of the town clerk, she's going to read you your charge, and then if you'll come over here and shake hands with all of us, assuming you agree to it.
As a Transportation Advisory Board member, you will, number one, assist in the execution of studies, advise, and make recommendations to the Carrboro Board of Aldermen concerning all matters relating to the transportation within the town and the surrounding area, including but not limited to the need for construction, operation, relocation, or improvement of streets, sidewalks, or bikeways, as well as the establishment and improvement of alternative methods of mass transportation. 2, report to the Board of Aldermen as requested and undertake such studies or perform such duties as the Board may request from time to time and take any other action authorized by the Board of Aldermen. And if you agree, could I get you signed?
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks. Look forward to working with you.
All right.
You can stay.
Or you can go home and watch it on TV.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. And I believe that puts us on the consent agenda, Mr. Manager.
Okay. Item one is approval of the minutes of the previous meeting of August 25th. Item two is a request to set a public hearing on a minor modification to the Winmore subdivision conditional use permit for the Goddard School, and that would be September 22nd. Item three is a request to approve a temporary street closing request from St. Joseph CME for the Frangelism in the Park event on September 12th. Item four is a request to set a public hearing on the Lloyd Square architecturally integrated subdivision conditional use permit, again, September 22nd. And item five is a resolution recommending an appointment to the Orange County Human Relations Commission.
Move the items.
Second.
All right. The matter has been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passed unanimously. Mr. Manager, I believe that puts us on item D1, progress report on Bowling Creek.
This is a progress report on the Bowling Creek Greenway and the Morgan Creek Greenway projects, and this will provide an update for the board on the work on both of those projects. And Randy Dodd, our environmental planner, is here to make that presentation.
Good evening. The motivation for coming tonight is to update you on where we are with these projects, which are well along now. They're year-long projects, and we're two-thirds of the way or so through. We want to make sure to get information out to you about what's going on so that as we bring this to you for final approval in a few months, that any input you have, we will have received and have been able to work with in this last phase of the project. And, you know, this is for us as staff. It's also on behalf of the Greenways Commission and the two consulting firms we're working with, as well as the community at large and perhaps some significant landowners involved in these projects. So to kind of give a wrap-up of or an overview of the Bowling Creek project, and the timeline here, all the green is where we've been, and the purplish is where we're going in this fall. And the Greenways Commission has been heavily involved, obviously, throughout. Most recently, and I have a slide here that will go into some details on some of these activities. Most recently, there was a workshop at Homestead Community Center back in May, and the Greenways Commission has been working with the results of that. And this fall, we're planning a Greenways Commission meeting in a couple weeks, followed by a public workshop, and then a finalization of the conceptual plans before final presentation to you. I think this is just reiterating some of that. One thing I did want to mention is that this Friday, the third bullet point there, staff has set up a meeting with UNC staff to go over the draft alignments. And the general process with the conceptual planning. And the 21st is date planned for public workshop at the Century Center. And actually, we've got this one. I didn't update the time on it. The correct time is on the flyer here. If anyone wants to take a flyer with you, it's actually 6 to 8:30 at the Century Center on the 21st. The Bowling Creek draft alignment, I do want to heavily emphasize this is a preliminary draft, and through the working with the Greenways Commission and the public workshop, this could evolve and change in the next couple of months. But this is where we're at now, starting down at Estes Drive vicinity down here, up along the railroad tracks, P.H. Craig property, to the Carolina North property, to Homestead Road. And one thing we didn't have in earlier versions of the sort of the very early plans is a connector shown, but now we have included a connector here. Really a major motivation here, is to get up to the school, all the schools are up, the public school, Sewell and Smith and Chapel Hill High School.
Randy, I'm sorry, it's kind of hard to tell from here, but how close is that to the creek?
Well, the main trail here is running in proximity to the creek along the sewer easement.
So kind of where the dirt trail is now?
Right, exactly.
Thank you.
It looks like the second cross is pretty much all on Carolina property, is that correct?
Yeah, this is all on UNC's property. Trip Farm Road connecting up to Sewell School. And this is all right behind the three-school complex out there. And under the same pot of money in the Bowen Creek watershed, a little bit further north, there's also a piece being planned along Jones Creek up in the vicinity of Lake Hogan Farms, following the Jones Creek corridor. There's also a sewer line running up here and ending right at the Ballantyne or MI Homes property. And I have some more slides here showing that what the county's doing connecting up to Morris Grove School.
Randy, yeah. Could you go back about a second? Did you receive the email that we got earlier today?
Yes.
From Carolyn Buckner,
mm-hmm.
and Melanie, I forget her last name. Is this the piece that they're referring to, or are they referring to a different piece along?
Well, I think they're referring in general to the whole corridor and connection from this whole vicinity all the way up to Morris Grove. So I think the desire is to include this piece and perhaps, you know, trying to get this this section as well included.
And the terminus of that
is
not quite to the county property, right?
That's correct.
The Ballantyne,
right,
between there?
That's the missing piece here, and I've got a little bit more information on that.
Okay, thank you.
Subsequent slides. Morgan Creek Greenway, it's a very similar timeline. We're basically scheduling these projects so that they're on off months. So we do Bowen Creek work in 1 month and Morgan Creek work the second month. And recently there was a workshop at Frank Porter Graham School, and the Greenways Commission has continued to review the input that's been received in the second workshop planned for October. That the location is still to be determined on that. And the draft alignment, I have two slides here showing that this is starting at the western end of the corridor. University Lake is down here. This is the road out to University Lake. Berry Hill Drive and the Rosewalk community. So it runs down across Tom's Creek and along Morgan Creek behind the tennis club. With let me go back to that one. With also a loop connector here shown, and then on the eastern side of the project. So this is where we ended the last slide. Still running along Morgan Creek, crossing, continuing to follow the creek, crossing again, and then coming up right behind Public Works, and ending with a connection to the Chapel Hill Greenway system.
Randy, on the previous slide, I recall there was, I know at least one of the options went a little lower. Is that an animal? Where's the animal? Is there an animal?
This
services?
Is all. This is yeah. That's the blood
okay.
labs in here.
So this one doesn't go down that far.
Right.
Okay.
So as has already been touched on. We're interested in connecting to what the county is currently doing. They've received stimulus funding and are on a fast track to install a greenway on the Twin Creeks property all the way up to Morris Grove School. And for that Ballantyne property, and included in the staff report, there's a little bit of information. Town staff have submitted an application through CMAC funds, congestion mitigation for air quality. For a connection for the Ballantyne property, and that would fill in that missing link.
I have a question. This is totally tangential, but it came to mind. We had the report in our packet about the CMAC applications that have been made, and I was just curious. I know that the deadline for that was back in the spring, or late spring, early summer. If we had known in time, is that a pool of money that we could have applied for some improvements on Smith Level Road, like some sidewalk or bike lane we're interested in?
Trish, do you feel comfortable? I
You don't know. Okay.
I don't have enough information. But.
Should I just give you a simple answer saying possibly?
Okay. That's, I was really just curious about it. That's
yeah,
all.
We really, the timeline.
And I know the timing was off for us. But, okay, thank
you. I would only say that money was probably, there probably wouldn't have been sufficient money to cover what was needed, what
okay.
would be needed for Smith Level.
Thanks, Chris.
In terms of the fiscal impact for the, for this project, these projects, funding is via 20% town revenue and 80% STPDA funds. In the town CIP, we've included a construction estimate for these two projects about $1.6 million using these funds, and they're still, we haven't programmed the $60,000 match for the Jones Creek Greenway segment. We've been working with the consultants to try to get some early cost estimates, which we will continue to refine as these projects finish. And these preliminary estimates do indicate, as we expected, that the funding needed will exceed what we've planned for. And we're diligently looking into alternatives and what that may mean to keep these projects moving as quickly as possible.
Randy, I can't recall on the site plan for Valentine. Did they have a greenway, or did they have some type of pass on it already? And if so, where are they in proportion to where this is?
They have shown a greenway in their site plan. It hasn't been for this particular connection. It's been sort of an east-west greenway heading on another tributary, and so you know that's. And I think, as I'm, my understanding is, one of the reasons that hasn't been shown is we didn't know how that connection would actually be made. So it wasn't that there wasn't a desire to not go in that route, but it was preliminary to try to actually site the corridor, the alignment.
Let me just add one thing, too.
That,
I mean, yeah, because I think partly because of the timing of the projects, of the legends at Lake Hogan and then Valentine, we were focusing on, I think it's Buckhorn Branch. And so the piece that the Valentine project is doing is along Buckhorn, an extension of that. And at the same time, the master planning for, or not exactly at the same time, the master planning for Twin Creeks Park was underway, and where the greenway would best be located, it wasn't exactly clear. Mm-hmm. Those projects got kind of in front of the park from the perspective of the towns working on, you know, working on this issue. When we got through with Valentine, when we were getting to the end of the Valentine review, because there was no trail over there, but by then the Twin Creeks Park Greenway, kind of their plan was for it to be along Jones Creek, Jones Branch. We did request that the Valentine project, make an offer of dedication, essentially agree to one for the area around Jones Creek, so that we could then plan for a greenway in that location from the area right behind the townhomes and up to the park. So that's sort of setting the stage. That is where it stands, and the CUP for that project does show that. So, and that's the basis for the CMAQ application, is that we did have that area to construct it.
Yes,
and we have spoken with the folks from Valentine earlier in the summer, or maybe late in the spring, as we were considering various options for trying to fill in that gap, knowing the Twin Creeks project was funded. So it looks like they've been willing all along to still proceed with that, you know, situation.
Thanks, Trish.
Sure.
Just a few final thoughts and considerations. Our current thinking as a next step when this concept plan phase is done would be to prepare an RFQ for construction document preparation for some part of the study area to move as quickly as possible. There is also important to think about that there's flexibility in the overall STPDA funding through 2015. So if there was a desire to shift priorities from other projects, that that availability exists. We will be, as staff, researching other potential funding sources, and we also believe it'll be important to continue further outreach to neighborhoods to share information about the conceptual planning process. And I did just want to show a few aerials here of the area around the Ballantyne property. And so our project is connecting up here along this. The red line is the sewer line, so we'd be coming up in some fashion along the creek and finishing the extent of the money currently programmed for this concept plan stops right here. And so this is the connection up to the Twin Creek site that would be covered, is covered under the CMAQ consideration. Also, just another aerial here to show you. Again, the red is showing the sewer lines, just to show where easements exist. And the blue is creeks. And the shaded area here is the school district for Morris Grove. So it gives you some sense of the neighborhoods that, you know, their kids are heading up in that direction. I guess it shows up okay up there. It includes a piece up here as well. Basically, and Homestead Road's running down here, down like this. So basically, you know, almost everything north of Homestead Road.
Randy, when you showed, or maybe you commented on this and I missed it, I apologize if I did, but when you showed earlier the sort of diagonal crossbar cutting across the Carolina North property up to School Road, I suppose, the alignment of that have mostly to do with the topography of the property, or how did you, I mean, hopefully that would, that people would be able to cross School Road and connect at some point over toward Carolina North.
Right. So this connection, it's a preliminary draft. It's the consultant's really best recommendation for synthesizing all the information that's come out of the public meetings and the desires for connectivity. There is a Forest Service road, and the topography and the grade is conducive in this way. Now, Carolina North might be interested in a connection more along here. That, you know, this is a little more intentionally servicing School. And at this point, you know, we're not proposing this, we being staff and consultants, as a final alignment, but as sort of, you know, where we are at this stage for the Greenways Commission and for the public input and for UNC to all to look at this and give feedback on.
I guess the reason I ask that question is simply that, you know, just immediately to the east of School Road, running all up along there, is the rail line, which all experience has shown is a difficult thing to cross. And so to me, and I couldn't comment on the topography and so physical challenges on the Carolina North property, but to me it would make sense to have a connection that would come more over toward where School Road already crosses the railroad tracks, with the idea in mind that it'd be easier to convince whatever powers that be out there to have our greenway cross School Road and the railroad tracks together in one spot, rather than building up to a place where we'll never get permission to cross the railroad tracks. That's mm-hmm. I just want to put that thought out there for whoever all to contemplate.
What I want to add, Mark, is that through the discussions and listening to what the folks were looking for, that crossbar that goes from Tripp Farm through to Sewell, Smith, and the high school, that's already a transit corridor for kids going to schools. And, of course, we wanted to be sure that Tripp Farm was included because of the proximity to Twin Creek, Martin Luther King Park. So that spur, that long spur, is really like an interior transit corridor for biking and walking and jogging, whatever, to the schools and out to the parks.
And I'm not trying to be against it, but what I am saying is we can't be looking at UNC and saying Carolina North needs to be pedestrian-oriented, bicycle-oriented,
right,
and all of that good stuff that we've been saying to them without...
Right. Well, you know, I guess
without putting it out there as, you know, without putting forward a plan that that helps them to make that a reality. So,
yeah, I guess in the conversations I heard anyway, the thought was that to have something from Carolina North up through to Sewell might be something that UNC would be interested in doing. And that was the last discussions.
What would that look like?
It would come parallel to the rail in...
you mean down in here, or...?
Right,
okay,
right. Yeah. Isn't that where...
Well, that's...
It would come
that's
lower
Craig's
and come
property.
Up, yeah.
Anyway,
it's worth exploring.
One connection to Sewell School Road really needs to be where we can reasonably expect to get across the railroad tracks and over toward Carolina North.
Right.
So, factor that into your thinking. Are there any other, Jack.
I know that Randy and Brendan and Patricia have spent an incredible amount of work on this so far, and you still have miles to go. But thank you. I think the three of you have done a really excellent job, and I know it's been long hours, and it's been really, really trying hard to get all the community input together. So thank you. And I'd also like to thank our Randy for her leadership in this. So thank you all.
You were there too, Jackie.
All right. Yes, thank you all. And the folks at Greenways Inc. did this one.
Mm-hmm. Greenways Incorporated is doing the Bowling Creek and Johns Creek, and Coulter, Jewell, and Thames is working on Morgan Creek.
Well, we appreciate both organizations' work.
I don't think we have any of them here tonight, though.
That's okay. We'll appreciate them anyway. All right. If there are no more questions, thanks very much, Randy.
Thanks.
Mr. Manager, did you have a recommendation about the September 8th board meeting?
Oh, to accept.
Move the item.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously.
And yes, I do. On September the 8th, right now we don't have anything scheduled for that evening, and it appears that only four board members can be present that night. So we would suggest, absent the board having something you want placed on the agenda next week, that we would cancel next week's meeting.
Let's see, which four of them?
Meeting.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we cancel our September 8th meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed. We are also not meeting. We are already not meeting September 15th. So let me point out to board members that with 2 weeks off, that would mean that you'll have plenty of time saved up to be at the, I believe it's September 24th, Assembly of Governments meeting, which the town of Carrboro is hosting.
What's the topic?
Library
services.
That was so much fun last time. I can't wait to do it again.
Enlightened government, will we be providing child care for those who don't have babysitters? No.
Not as far as I know. One other thing. I believe that you may recall that at our last Assembly of Governments meeting, we agreed to create, I forget what it's called, but something like a Rogers Road work group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that, I think they're going to try to have the first meeting of that group in October of this year. And I don't believe we've appointed anybody to it. I think the decision was that we could appoint two members of our board. So would anybody like to join Jackie?
I'll be half.
I'll join Jackie.
Okay. So if that's agreeable to the board, could I have a motion to appoint Jackie and Joel?
So moved. Second.
Sorry, been moved and seconded. All
thank
those
you.
In favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Good.
I have something.
Okay.
Do we have an attorney
right
matter?
Yeah, well, we'll come into that in just a moment, but go ahead.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Steve last week that was kind of informal, but resulted from my having, over time, heard local developers concerned about some of the time and costs they were spending with engineering review. And Steve reminded me that in the RTS report, there was a suggestion that some of the engineering review could happen after the permit was issued and be subject to administrative review. And my response to Steve was, well, is it possible to get a report from staff on engineering items that the board has commented on, that we've been interested in, so we would not understand the significance of that? And he said, yes, if the board wants it.
Yes.
So I would like to move that we request that report from staff so we consider the possibility of that change. Is that sufficient, Wait. Steve?
So that we can move things through a little faster.
Okay. I'll take that as a second from
Lydia.
Lydia. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passing unanimously. Look forward to that. Mr. Attorney.
Just let you know that, as you can see, you have a, before you the settlement agreement with Ms. Keeley of, regarding the avoidance, I would say, of the enforcement action that we had, the motion that we had filed, and that has been resolved pursuant to that agreement. And it's there in front of you. And if you have any questions on it or not.
You
signed it?
Yes.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike, for yours and all TC's work on this and staff.
And then there's been a request for a closed session to discuss a personnel matter.
Brief. So moved.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we go into closed session. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed. Matter passed unanimously. If the sooner it all you get out of this room.